Beyonce. That body banging, what's that day? You smile, the girl with the overkin. Walk by, on fire, baby, can't douse it. That body banging, what's that day? I walk by again, let me look quick. Hold it.
Thank you all for tuning in. This is Alexis Beyonce Cole with Expressive Espresso. I have an amazing guest. I met her through a tribe. I've helped her out. Well, actually, we've just actually helped each other, and we just had that connection. Sometimes you just really know when you met somebody really special because you just instantly have that connection, and we did. I definitely love where she's going, how she is branding herself, what she stands for. So without further ado, this is LaTanya Jackson, and she is with At Her Best Style. Thank you so much again for joining me today and agreeing for this interview. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Again, I'm so excited to do this. Like, I love what you're doing with your brand, and I love what you're doing with the Espresso, and I'm just so happy to be a part of this that you asked me. Thank you.
See, it's all love. So I like to get, you know, people on here who it's love. You know what I mean? I have to start with what caught my attention with your brand. First, the name, At Her Best Style. Tell me, what does that actually mean, and what do you actually do?
The name At Her Best Style is kind of set the stage for my life mantra without even intentionally trying to. I came up with the name At Her Best years ago. Actually, when I was in college, everything I would use, At Her Best, At Her Best, At Her Best. It wasn't until I got older and started doing things in life that I realized how much the name At Her Best really meant to me. If you guys remember the old Aaliyah song, At Your Best, You Are Loved, I kind of took it from that.
Okay. Because
I just loved everything that song talked about. If you really listen to the lyrics in that song, it's really describing you. Like, we go through things in life. We have trials. We have setbacks. We have ups. We have downs. But at the end of the day, when you are at your best and you're doing things, not what somebody else is trying to do, but you're actually flowing in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing, and you're at your best, that's when you're like, you're just exuding. You're just shining. So I always wanted that to be like my life mantra. With the name At Her Best, it's an identity. I've tried to give my brand itself an identity that represents who I am. And it falls within five characteristics, which is bold, confident, fearless, trendsetter, and young at heart. All those characteristics really describe me and who I am. Throughout life, people would always compliment me in different arenas and different things that I did. When I say that, I'm really speaking more on the confident side and the young at heart. I was one of those girls who I never wanted to grow up beyond my time. I was young in heart, really. When I was 16, I wanted to experience life as a 16-year-old and everything that comes with being 16. When I was 21, I lived life as a 21-year-old. And when I was 25 and, you know, 12, I was never that girl who was 12 and wanted to be 18. That's where the young in heart came in. And I think it really played a role for me growing up in life, because, like, as I'm evolving in life, it really allowed me to elevate and go through life and go through the stages on a time schedule as I should. With the other aspects of it, I speak of confidence. My grandmother used to always say, you possess a strength that I've never seen before. She's like, you're strong. She used to tell me that when I was young, and I didn't understand what that meant. I used to actually ask her, what do you mean? Like I couldn't understand what she saw that I didn't see. I knew I was strong, but I didn't understand it the way she was portraying it to me. And she would just always, she couldn't even explain to herself. She just said, you're strong, you're strong. And when I got older, she explained it to me. She said, you stepped out and you did things that I would never done. I moved away from home, of course, like after college, and, you know, and I lived my life. She said, the fact that you even lived away from home, to me, I knew you were strong.
Wow, that's very interesting. I guess that would correlate with how you have your best 5 points.
describing mm-hmm. at her best. Would you say that would describe your perfect client?
With At Her Best Out, what I wanted to do, I'm an image consultant, I think I forgot to tell you that. What we do is we help educate our clients on appearance, behavior, and communication. With my sector, I really focus on self-image. I was one of those women who, I never had a problem with self-image. I actually loved everything about myself. But growing up, especially in today's age and even growing up in when I was growing up, I would know where people would have a problem with their self-image and how they view themselves. You know, life is so critical and people are always prejudging and, you know, and telling you what you should and you shouldn't do. So we're in a generation now where beauty is a strong focus. Mm-hmm. Makeup is the end thing. Fashion is the end thing. Everybody wants to be a replica of what they're seeing in the magazine. And as an image consultant, yes, at the end of the day, that is what I do. I have the expertise to show you and teach you everything about fashion and style and beauty. But before I go there, I like to challenge and really understand my clients on a deeper level. I like to do an assessment with them on how they feel about themselves. Because if I can understand how my clients feel about themselves, then I can do wondrous magnitude things as far as bringing out their image and their appearance. So I go to the core of it. I try to show them in these five characteristics, like you have bold, you have confident, you have fearless, you have trendsetter, you have young at heart. You know what makes me bold, but what makes you bold? So I show them, without them trying to be replicas of something I did or someone else did, I help them bring out their bold assets, showing them, and I always ask this question, what makes you unique? That's the question I always start with all my clients. A lot of times they may and they may not have an answer for that. And I tell them, it's okay. That's absolutely fine, because that's what I'm here for, is to help you define and find what is it, that attribute that makes you unique. And then we build upon it. And then we find out what really makes you a bold person. How can we, you know, bring that boldness out of you? How can we build up that confidence out of you? How can I turn you into a fearless person? How can I set you as a trendsetter, but you're going to be a trendsetter in your own right as of what you're doing? So I show it through, on At Her Best Out, I show it through what I do and how I live my life, but I don't want my clients to replicate what I'm doing. I'm showing them how you can flip that and do it for yourself, what bold means to you, what confidence means to you, and you're building that up. And so when we talk about style aspects of the business, once that inner core with those five characteristics have been built up, I can put you in anything, and it's going to exude on the outside because you already feel bold and confident and fearless, and you're seeing yourself as a trendsetter.
Speaking of unique, that goes into the next question that I have for you. So what are the differences between what you provide for customers compared to your competition?
You know, the funny thing when it comes to competition is I try so hard not to pay attention what the competition is doing. And this is why. It's because I have to stay true to what works for me and myself. I think so much when it comes again to social media and what's out there, that's what people are doing. We're trying to see what she's doing, what he's doing, what's working here, what's working for them. And then it adds that built on pressure. You know, everybody's always, I use this quote all the time, and you know, I'm infamous for my quotes, but I say everybody's, your start may be somebody else's middle. So you can't compare yourself to somebody else. Because if I'm just coming in the game and somebody's been in the game for 2 years and then I'm looking at everything that they're doing and trying to compare it and see how I can do it, you're already setting yourself up for failure because now you're trying to outrun somebody else's race who's already been doing something. So it's a good point to try to see how can you establish yourself. And I've done that just by giving myself my brand and identity. It's the main thing that really has separated me from everybody else. I'm not trying to be, you know, boss lady of fashion, Miss Boss here and everything. I'm LaTanya, and people always want to know, well, who is LaTanya? Well, LaTanya is bold, she's confident, she's fearless, she's a trendsetter, and she's young at heart. authenticity is winning right now, and that's what I'm being. I'm just being authentic to myself, and that's what's keeping me, and it's growing, and it's catching on.
That's another one. I definitely have to agree with you there. Authenticity is definitely winning. I don't know if it's a hashtag. It probably is a hashtag, but it's winning, okay? Because people, I believe, are just so tired of the fake and the phony. Yeah. And we want to have real stories. We want to know the trials and tribulations and how, you know, you have gotten success out of that. With that being said, what was your epiphany moment when it came to decide your career path or choosing At Her Best Style?
You know, it's funny. I used to ask myself all the time. I said, God, what's my purpose? I would ask him over and over, what is my purpose? What's my purpose? And the reason being is because I felt like I was so multi-talented in so many different arenas that I couldn't pinpoint what I should be doing. And but I had a fashion talent. I had a marketing talent. I was very creative. I could do makeup. I can do hair. I had like all these hidden talents that I was using. And I kept saying, okay, well, what should and what am I supposed to be doing? And I was asking him heavily in probably 2010, 2011, and then came 2012. 2012, I turned 30 years old. Mm-hmm. December, and that was in March. I started to realize some things in life, and I was like, okay, I started working for Sephora that year, and I started doing makeup, and I love what I did, and it's not so much of the makeup part I love the training aspect of it, and educating women on beauty, and the conversations I would have with women about self-image, and I fell in love with it. So I was walking in alignment in my purpose at that time. God was trying to bring it full circle. Now, December the 21st of 2012, literally, I got off my full-time job. I was coming home from Charlotte to Rock Hill and trying to change so I can go to my part-time job before. I got home and discovered my road was blocked off. And I was like, what's going on? And there was cops and there was fire, there was ambulance and there were fire trucks. And so they told me you had to go around the other way. I went around and the road was blocked there and I couldn't get in. As I got closer, I discovered that my home had went up in fire and that it was no longer there. Like literally there was a hole where my home once stood. Here we are. It's the middle of December. It's the week of Christmas. It's cold. It's rainy. And I'm without a home. And I'm just like sitting there like I thought I had stepped on a movie set. And I thought somebody had said action and blew everything up. And I'm sitting there waiting for people to put everything back together. Like, this is a joke. Put it back together so I can go on with my life, right?
Right.
But, just to make that part of the story shorter, it happened while I was at work. It happened. No one had contacted me because no one knew how to contact me to let me know it had happened. So, life got really real at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, in that essence, this is what I knew. When I saw my landlord and she said, oh, I was trying to reach you. And, my neighbors were like, you're the last. I was the last one to find out. You know, reporters and everything was standing there. Everybody's looking at you like, well, what are you going to do? And I sat there and I said, all I can do right now, I have no answers right now. But the only thing I know I can do is move forward because God has already chosen. This is already done. This is in God's will. He's done it. I can't undo it. I can't get back my thing. When I sat with myself the night of the fire and stuff, I said, okay, God, you told me you will not put more on me than I can bear. And so if you had allowed this to happen in my life, I know you have a plan. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to move forward because I know I can get over this. And that, again, go back to my strength. I'm like, so obviously God thinks I'm strong enough to handle this. So I'm like, well, let's push forward. And to be honest, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it eliminated every excuse I ever had. All the excuses I had, why I couldn't move, why I couldn't pursue this goal and pursue that dream. I always say it was the fire that put the fuel underneath me to go after my dream. Who would have known a year later after the fire happened, I went to New York Fashion Week and, you know, I was styling people in celebrities and people you probably see every day in a magazine. Like, I had bigger dreams for me than my home, but I was holding myself back. It was a setback, but it was a good setback because it allowed him to clear my foundation and allow me to rebuild my foundation the right way. At some point, I had got off the wrong path in trying to find my purpose, and God had to get me back on course. So it was tough love, but it was the right thing to do to help me get back.
Definitely a testimony and a faith in, you know, in adversity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Apparently, you needed something so big like that as an eye-opener to go in this direction because you're worth so much more than what you're doing now.
You hit a good point, like adversity. You can go through so many things in life. The thing is, a lot of people don't even know the fire has happened in my life unless you know me, because I don't act like what has happened to me. Like, I continue moving strong in my faith. I call myself the adversity slayer because I've gone through so many adversities in life that people wouldn't even understand. I'm fighting an adversity right now. It seemed like always something I'm going through, but it's the how I overcame it. And I said, that's bigger than me, because part of with At Her Best Style, the mantra is conquering adversities with style. So, like, you see this girl, I'm stylish. I slay, but I'm conquering adversities at the same time while I'm, you know, like, I'm slaying. So I'm like, you don't have to look like what you're going through, and you can still conquer and rise above.
But adversity slayer, yes. Like, let's slay that adversity, okay? And look good while we're doing it. As an image consultant, what would you say are the misconceptions that you have found, or, you know, biases or stereotypes?
With an image consultant, I found that at first when I started training to be an image consultant, nobody really knew what an image consultant was. And I love that part of it because it allows me to educate people on what it is that I do. Because there's so many assumptions and, you know, people hear image consultant, but it's used and it's misinterpreted in how it's being used. You have hairstylists that call themselves image consultants. You have makeup artists that call themselves image consultants. You know, there is a category of image consultants. A hairstylist is a hairstylist. A makeup artist is a makeup artist. But at the end of the day, there is an elite group of image consultants. We have an association. The image consultants, we're so multi-talented. It's like we can do corporate training. We can do fashion. We can teach on etiquette. We can teach on appearance. We can teach on behavior. And that's what I like showing people is they're not aware of that part of it. We hear image consultant and we think immediately, this is a person that's going to teach me how to get my fashion again or my makeup and everything. But it's more to it than that. And that was actually the rough part of me in getting started. I was so excited about what I was doing, but it made me even more aware that people don't know what it is. And as much as it excites me, it was the hardest just trying to convey to people what we do. That's why I love it. I feel like we're in an entity of our own, like our own little class. And that's why I love it. And more image consultants are coming out. And people, you can use an image consultant for any and everything. Let's say if you just went through weight loss, or weight gain, you might want to get an image consultant because it's not so much about the clothes. We teach you how to love yourself in your new body, how to deal with everything that's coming with that, the new, get your mind right, how you talk. If you're going through any type of life transition, image consultants are great for that. We teach in corporate America, we can come in and we can teach how to be professional in a work environment, how to value yourself in a work environment, how there's etiquette, business protocols. There's so many different facets of being an image consultant.
I have to be honest. I guess I was into the stereotype. You know, I just thought it was just about fashion and makeup and hair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely knew you were an adversity slayer. You know, I knew that following you and by your posts, I mean, they were amazing. But now that you have gone in depth of what an image consultant is, I think it's just beneficial for the woman who has definitely gone through a major transition.
Just, and this is going in something else, but I'm an introvert. You would never know I'm an introvert from when you talk to me. But
I'm an introvert too, so I can. I think the thing about introverts is that, like, you would be surprised, amazed. Like, a lot of the people who are very outgoing are introverts, and I don't even think there's anything wrong with us being introverts because we just get our energy just by being by ourselves. You know, that's how we recoup and how we get our ideas and how we're creative. But then once we get all those ideas and that, you know, creativeness, we want to just share it with the world and just, you know, make a difference.
We're in our own little club. It's more extroverts in the world than there is introverts, but we are in an elite club of our own because I'm like, it's a bomb being an introvert. I did a whole segment on introverts one time, and I was naming famous introverts like Beyonce and Janet Jackson and Obama and, you know, the Albert Einsteins. We're the ones, it's just piggybacking off of what you're saying. We go into our little creative haven and shell and recreate this. We're the quiet ones, but we're not shy. People always say we're shy, but we're not. We're quiet because we're quietly creating. But once you put us on the stage or once you put us in our atmosphere, we shine bright like diamonds. Like, we go all the way. It's kind of like Beyonce. Like, she may not be out and about or share a lot with her personal business, but when she hit that stage, you see what she was doing in her off time. She was preparing for that stage.
Exactly. Yes, she was planning and preparing. Exactly. That's it. But I love how you said that, you know, we're in an elite group. So I appreciate that. Introverts are in an elite group. Hey, that's
what's up. It's funny. I'm learning so much. So after I did that whole introvert segment, I'm finding a lot more introverts. So I'm surprised to learn of you being an introvert. So I'm like, oh yeah, that makes so much sense now. I get it. And
yeah.
I'm there are a lot of beauty educators out here, and majority of the beauty educators are introverts. And I'm just finding that. Yeah. And I'm like, that is so amazing. Like, and if you think about it, the whole, what's out now, like when you see the YouTubers and things like that, those started from introverts. But people don't really realize, though, those are introverts because they need a creative platform to show what they do. It's like when you see an introvert, you are amazed. The introvert will always catch your eye because of something creative they've done or how they carry themselves or what they're doing. YouTube has opened up the world for the introverts. It has been
It has! It definitely has. Oh, man. It's like introverts unite.
Yes. It's like, this is our secret. Okay, you want to know how to do what I'm doing? This is it. It's kind of like my brand, too. It's like everybody's like, well, how is she so bold and confident into this? Okay, here it is. I only speak when necessary. Like, I'm waiting for that time to speak, to tell you what I've observed or what I'm working on or something like that.
You just stole the words out of my mouth. I was thinking, we have to observe the situation first. Like, you can't just put us out there. We don't, you know what I mean? Like, we have to observe. Then we have to know your body language and, you know, your dialect and all that. Like, we.
Yes.
I understand exactly what you mean. So what is a typical day for, describe to me a typical day for you and your clients?
It can vary. And that's the one thing I like about being an image consultant is because there's so much variety in what you do. Like, I could do a color analysis for a client, which a color analysis is me just getting a bunch of swatches and drapes and trying to determine what's the best color for my client to wear. Your color falls in season, so you're either a fall, you're a winter, you're a summer, or you're a spring. And then we go into even deeper with colors. I can do that, and that's fun. As an image consultant, we can do personal shopping. I personally don't do personal shopping as of right now. I won't say in the future I will do it, but right now I don't do it, only because personal shopping does take up a lot of time. And I most want to, with what I do, I like doing more of the, almost like the life coaching with my clients. So I like that. I like to do more of me in that as regards than just going off shopping for them. So It can vary. We can have these one-on-one conversations with my customer to really try to find out what their needs, where they're at in life, where they're transitioning, what they're going through. It can be a fun, filled day. I could be on set styling someone for a photo shoot, magazine, closet analysis. Believe it or not, closet analysis is, I love. It's probably the one thing people may not like to do for themselves, I love to do. I love cleaning closets. Closets can take 3 to 4 hours. But I love it. I never get bored. It's just the whole thrill and the rush of seeing what the closet looks after you're done and the final, just the final appearance of it. I'm glad we're talking about this. A lot of times when I talk about the closet analysis, a lot of people are scared sometimes to allow an image consultant to come in and do a closet analysis. They immediately think that we're coming in to snoop or be nosy. It's not any of that. We're there just to help you form a strategy for your closet and to get some organization back in your life. When you're organized, If your closet's organized, you can be organized in life. You're not spending much time in your closet in the morning trying to figure out what you're trying to wear. You can free up time and do the things that you need. But we're there just to help you organize. But, and that can take a full day when I do those. So I try not to book anything else when I do a closet analysis.
I have a deep question. Is there a significance when you observe and you fix somebody's closet, your client's closet, to how, I guess, they are in life? Like, does that kind of correlate?
Yes, all the time.
All the time, okay.
Yes, and that's why I love them, because I call my closet analysis declutter. It's a reason, and we declutter. Because a lot of times there's memories in those closets that you're holding on to. A lot of times these clothes that you haven't worn in years, because it has something of some type of memory attached to it. You're holding on. We hold on to things for different reasons. So that's why I really like it, because if I'm trying to figure out who you are as a person and get to know you and actually help you feel great about yourself, I'm trying to breathe new, fresh air into your life. When you don't know how to coordinate things, I go as far as I show you how to coordinate what you have, how to maximize off of what you have. It even helps with finances, because what we do is we go in and when we clean stuff out, let me put a disclaimer there. We will never get rid of anything without your permission. So I always make piles. So we'll make a pile of the things that we're keeping, things that potential discard, and things that we're going to donate or give away. And so my clients will go through that discard pile or giveaway. And usually they're right there with me. So it's like, if something I feel like is giveaway, we'll have a conversation about it. And the giveaway is either you're going to donate it, or we're going to find some means that I'm attached to where you can get money back off the items in your clothing. And actually, let's say if you have a bunch of shirts, but you have black dress pants, but you don't have brown dress pants, let's invest it in getting you some brown dress pants so that you can wear the other half of shirts in your closet that you aren't wearing. Stuff like that.
Wow.
But I love doing closet analysis since I was a little girl. Like, it was my hobby to rearrange my closet at the age of, 11. Sometimes in life, we hold on to things that pretty much stunt us from being able to progress in life. And it's a correlation to what's in your closet. You can hold on to things that's preventing you to grow or be who you should be. Like, you're holding on to that past life. You could have dropped weight, but you're still holding on to the clothes from the old weight. Like, it's time to release and let go.
All right. I'm just going to ask you to quickly analyze mine. So my closet, because I'm in my closet right now, I would have to say I have a lot of red, black, and grays.
Mm-hmm.
And a few pinks.
Okay. And I'm going to ask, what's your favorite color?
Black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's nothing wrong with it. I'm actually shocked to see that you have some pink in there, which is good, because purple is the color of creativity, for one. So it seems like the colors that are in your closet right now really kind of describes your personality. The color black is all about organization and structure. And with red is a bold color. And with pink, you are an introvert. That's what I'm saying. It's like the introvert closet, because that pink shows that essence, that genuine essence that we have, which is that you're being a woman, that girl-like quality, that femininity. And with that red, you have that boldness is in you. It's there. People just don't know you're probably bold from first glance. And then that black seems like your structure. So I would say looking in your closet, it really definitely describes an introvert. You'll be surprised what other colors you can really add into your wardrobe as well. That would be interesting. I probably would put you in some green and some orange.
So this is just a pop quiz question, all right? And you definitely explained how you, as a child, you never liked to live past, you know, older than what you were. So as the age you are now, what would you tell your 12-year-old self to do differently, if anything?
I would definitely go back and I would tell her, keep going and doing what you're doing. They may not understand you now. They may not get you, but one day it will all make sense and it will come together. I will let her know you're different for a reason. You were never made to fit in, so don't try to. You were born to break the mold. You're a game changer. And you were put here to be an agent of change. And it's okay. Because people fear change, and that's okay as well. It's okay to continue doing what you're doing, be you. It will make sense one day, and you're going to be setting the trend.
Where can we all find you and contact you? Because I definitely believe that some of the listeners are women who are transitioning from a adversity or difficult time period, or transitioning from entrepreneur to corporate America or vice versa. So where can we find you?
Okay. First, you can definitely find me on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram and Facebook, I am at Her Best Styles, just how it sounds, A-T-H-E-R-B-E-S-T-S-T-Y-L-E. And also on Instagram, I have my Adversity Slayer group. That's my tribe. And it's Adversity, A-D-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y, Slayer, S-L-A-Y-E-R. And most recently, I have a lot of my followers who have found my personal page, which is open. It shows my life journey and transition. So you're welcome to follow me over there, too. And it's just simply at Her Best. A-T-H-E-R-B-E-S-T.
Thank you so much again for doing this interview.
I want to thank you all for tuning into this last episode of the season finale with this interview with LaTanya Jackson. It was a great interview, one of my longest interviews this season. Expressive Espresso will be coming back next season for the fourth season in 2018. Just check for that pop-up notification sometime in January 2018. So until we meet again, I want to thank you once again, because I'm definitely so grateful that you guys listen. Thank you so much again for subscribing. I'm seeing the numbers grow and just the people listening, and that I'm being helpful to you all is really touches my heart. And you know, not to sound too corny, but it really does. I really appreciate it. So until we meet again, Expressive Espresso, this is the season finale. I hope you all have a great rest of the year, and I will see you in 2018. This has been your host, Alexis DeAndrew Coley.